What's up, everybody? This episode of Arc Junkies is sponsored by WeldDevils.com. For welder-inspired merch like t-shirts, hats, and coffee mugs, WeldDevils.com is your one-stop shop. WeldDevils.com, we are devils. From Podcast Detroit Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan, this is Arc Junkies. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 14 of Arc Junkies. I'm your host, Jimmy McKnight, and I hope everybody had an absolutely awesome Thanksgiving. I know that I did. I do the same exact thing every year. I don't eat all day. I wait till the glorious meal that is Thanksgiving, and I absolutely make a huge pig out of myself, and I have no regrets about doing so. I love it, and I will continue to do this probably until the day that I die. I absolutely love Thanksgiving. It's probably one of my most favorite holidays, and this holiday, I was actually my first Thanksgiving being a dad, and so that was a really cool element to kind of add to the entire holiday dinner, really. I mean, I'm there with family, and now I'm there with kind of my own little family, so it was just a really cool feeling to kind of experience that for the first time of, you know, having Thanksgiving as being the head of my own household for once. So it was definitely a very cool feeling. Moving on to this week's guest, the Diablo Pipe Company. You know, I have noticed a major connection on Instagram between the tobacco community and the welding community. Go figure that a lot of welders like to smoke cigars and smoke pipes. And, you know, I've been smoking a pipe for about 4 months. And one of the cool things I found on Instagram was this little company called the Diablo Pipe Company. And I reached out to them and said, hey, you know, let's bridge this gap even more between the tobacco community and the welding community. And they were more than happy to come on the show. And we talk a little bit about choosing a pipe if you're a beginner, also about choosing the right tobacco, and why a pipe smoking culture has lasted through the ages. So this was actually a very, very fun episode. So without further ado, the Diablo Pipe Company. One of the things I really like about smoking a pipe is that it really adds to the me time, as opposed to smoking a cigar, where a cigar seems like it's a very social setting. You know, you go have a cigar and a shot of whiskey with your buddy, and you kind of talk it, you know, the week out with, you know, with your friends. Whereas a pipe, it's more of a personal thing where you're kind of, you know, you sit there, you pack a bowl at the end of the day, you're watching the smoke go up, and you're kind of reflecting on everything that you're doing and the way things are going. And it really adds, you know, to that me time experience versus cigar smoking.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting, I think that's a pretty good observation, I think. You know, I think pipe smoking is a whole different dynamic, definitely than kind of any other form. And I agree with you, you know, it lends to be more, kind of more chill, more like contemplative, you know. Like, it's funny you say that. I was literally just doing that like an hour and a half ago. I was waiting for I was waiting for my daughter to get done dancing. It's kind of, you know, the studio is far enough away where it's not worth it to drive home, and I just decided, hey man, I happen to have one of my pipes in the car. I sat there, and you know, me and the universe, and I just like kind of leaned against the car and stared up into space for a half hour thinking about stuff, you know. And it's true that, you know, it is kind of, you know, I guess it lends to the personality of pipe smokers versus the kind of prototypical personality of a cigar smoker. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You have that sort of more relaxed versus that, not that pipe smokers aren't type A, because a lot of them can be, and I'm sure, you know, you and are obviously, you got a lot going on, but you know, it's a whole different type of type A, I suppose, you know?
Yeah.
I think also that, you know, you have that great, hey, me, I'm going to relax, I'm going to smoke this, I'm going to just kind of chill mentality. But the more you get into pipe smoking, the more you realize that there is a really tremendous community aspect of it too, where people kind of enjoy kind of getting together and doing their thing, you know, kind of, we can talk, you talk about pipes, you talk about your favorite carver, your favorite tobacco and yada, yada, yada. You know, you have such a variety and things to talk about, you know?
Oh, true. It is really a large subculture. I mean, it really, really is. And you can go as far into it as you want. The doors just constantly open the deeper and deeper you go into it with the different types of tobaccos and all of the different styles of pipes and the different materials pipes are made out of. I mean, you could just go forever, you know, into this thing. And it is really, really a neat hobby. I mean, I don't want to label it just a hobby, but it kind of is, especially when you start really getting into it. I mean, you can be a pipe geek big time.
Yeah. You know, when you, the more you are into it, the more you run into people who are that into, you know, the every aspect of it, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely, I guess that is true too, where you kind of, you can take it for what it is, which is, hey man, I enjoy this and here's this type of tobacco I like. And then you have people who are, you know, I love this particular blend from this particular time. And I only smoke this particular type of carver with this particular type of bend in a pipe and blah, 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 blah. And,
right.
You know, I mean, that's a little intense for myself. I don't get into it that much. I just enjoy, you know, kind of kicking back and relaxing and, you know, smoking a pipe, you know, like I have for over 20 years now, you know?
Right. So with the different styles of pipe, I mean, there's so many, a billiard, bulldog, Prince. I mean, with all these different styles, is it like, you know, how different beer glasses affect the taste of the beer? Do different styles of pipe, are they recommended for different types of tobacco, for different flavors? Is there any resemblance to those, or is it kind of just, you know, whatever you prefer?
Well, the shape of the pipe doesn't have any effect on that. Okay. At least in my experiences, the shape of the pipe doesn't really kind of affect that. Bulldog or billiard or whatever it may be. The biggest effects are the, you know, like the types of the bowl that it is, the actual drilling of the bowl. Mm-hmm. So smaller, more shallow bowls tend to be for like a flake type of tobacco. You know, I prefer like a ribbon cut tobacco, which is kind of similar to what you would get in a cigarette or something.
Yeah.
Because it burns easier. And I'm, like I said, a much more casual smoker, you know? But really, as far as the shape of the pipe, that's all kind of personal preference, you know? The engineering, the thing that'll make a pipe, you know, a good pipe versus a bad pipe, are really two things, you know, how it's engineered, right? How it's drilled out and so on and so forth. And then, you know, the type of wood that's used, you know, and I don't mean like briar is the traditional wood, but I have pipes made of briar. I have pipes made of olive wood. I have pipes made of, you know, I used to actually have pipes made of like mortar, which is, you know, old bog oak, you know what I mean? Like 2,000 or 3,000 years old from a bog in Ireland or Russia or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know? Yeah. But really it all comes down to engineering and, you know, good wood, you know, like there's cheap briar and it just doesn't taste as good or smoke as good as something that's old and aged and properly, you know, maintained. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's not to say you got to spend a lot of money to get a good pipe. You know, it's just a lot of, like anything, right? You know, you can get a well-engineered pipe for a good price, you know, and that's kind of where we come into the whole mix.
So if I would say I'm a beginner and I'm looking to get into a pipe, what would be some things that I would look for to kind of direct me into getting the best bang for my buck? What are things that I'm looking for in the purchase of my first pipe?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. it's a good question. I mean, you go with like a kind of like a well-established brand, you know, people who kind of know what they're doing and know what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, really it's hard to say it, but I think the most important thing would be like engineering, right?
Yeah.
Because a pipe, and I've in another lifetime, I had some very, very expensive pipes. Mm-hmm. And you know, believe it or not, you know, you're dropping $400 or $500 on a pipe and it just doesn't smoke great because it's not engineered well. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, a good open draw on a pipe, and really even the less expensive briar that you see in some of the less expensive pipes, it's going to smoke pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really that's kind of what you want to do. But in all reality, if you're just starting out and you kind of want to, hey, I kind of like the idea, the look of a pipe, really that's kind of what it boils down to is, you know, the imagery associated with it. Mm-hmm. Find someone who's doing it and then talk to them, you know? And that's what I did. And then, you know, you buy something inexpensive pipe, and sample a bunch of different tobaccos, you know, kind of see where your fancy lies. Like usually when you start out smoking a pipe, you're going to smoke some of the more flavorful stuff, and then you move on to the non-flavorful stuff. And, you know, and then you might even branch off into what they call English blends, which have a type of tobacco called Latakia in them, mm-hmm. which isn't for everybody, myself included. You know, but, you know, hey, to each their own. But really, the best way to get into pipe smoking is to kind of sit down, talk to somebody who's in it, and kind of pick their brain a little bit, you know. There's not really a direction to lead somebody into as far as that goes. You know, hey, go buy a Diablo pipe. It would make me happy, but it might not be the best thing for you to do, you know, if that's kind of not what you're into. You know what right. I mean? I'd say the most important thing is don't jump in and invest a ton of money right off the bat, because you don't need to. You know, you can get into smoking a pipe for like $20, you yeah. know, and less, probably, you know, maybe $15 or $10.
Yeah, you can find yourself a good corn cob pipe.
That's kind of the way everybody starts out. And yeah, that's, and how that's I was the best too, way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like training wheels, you know. You know, get, and when I say corn cob, I would buy personally something only from like Missouri Meerschaum or something like that. Mm-hmm. They make the best reputable, you know, right here in the States, that type of stuff. And, you know, go hit, I mean, even there's drugstore blends that are delicious, you know?
Yeah.
You can get a good thing of decent tobacco for $5. So your total investment is maybe $10 or $15 and kind of sample, but be patient, you know? Unlike a cigar, right? You light a cigar up, you know, you punch it or you cut it or whatever you want to do, and it's going to smoke good, obviously, unless it's like a cheap, terrible cigar. But, mm-hmm. You know, pipe smoking, to kind of get comfortable with it and get good at it, it's something that takes time. It's not like, much like smoking a pipe, right? When we were talking about a few minutes ago, contemplative, relaxing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of have that mindset when you get into it. The first few times you sit down to try and smoke a pipe, it can be frustrating because it's either the bowl's not packed right, or, you know, the tobacco isn't burning right, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Just be patient. You know, that's what I would say. Be patient. Put it down, you know, read some blogs or talk to some people, figure out what you're doing wrong, and start over and kind of relax into the hobby. You know, that's what I would say.
Right. Learn the proper procedure and etiquette before you start.
That yeah,
way it because makes it for a more enjoyable experience as you're doing it.
Absolutely. You don't want to, like so many like early on pipe smokers just get frustrated with the process. And it's because they expect it to be just like, you know, the other forms of tobacco enjoyment. And it's just not, you know, there is a process to smoking a pipe, and, you know, you just kind of got to get it down before you can really kind of kick back and relax and enjoy it, you know?
You know, that makes a lot of sense, because in my own experience, you know, when I started, I started with, you know, the inexpensive way. I got a corn cob, and I went to the more flavorful tobaccos first. And, you know, personally, me, that's the kind of thing that I like. I like very flavorful, you know, your vanillas and your fruit flavored stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of graduate into the, I think it's Virginians.
Yep.
Okay, the Virginians tobacco, which there really isn't any flavor. That's like, that's some straight up just tobacco, you know, if that's what you like. And then I've never gone into the English yet. That I haven't quite graduated to that.
Well, you know, that's I did the same thing. I used to smoke. I worked in a tobacco store, so I had the unique like luxury of having, you know, 20 different jars of tobacco that I was allowed to sample whenever I wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that certainly made life easier. Now I'm pretty much exclusively like a Virginia and a Burley smoker. I like tobacco to taste like tobacco. You know, and then even in there's so many subtle differences in the blends, and you let it age for a few years and it tastes even better. You know, like the best tobacco I ever had was, you know, a 10-year-old blend of it's called Howl of the Wind, made by a company called Retrays. It was unbelievable good. And, you know, I have friends who like those Latakias and the English blends. I personally, I hate them. I hate Latakia. It smells terrible.
Oh, no.
It tastes terrible. Oh, God. I just, there's well, no, I've
I'm,
never.
I retract my statement. I'm going backwards.
No, it's, I don't like it, but my friends love it. They, you know, they just can sit down and enjoy it, and they torture me with it because they know I hate it. You know, I like, there's another type of tobacco called Burley. It's like a primarily American type of tobacco. I like Virginia and Burley blends. They're so good, and it tends to be a little stronger than the more flavorful stuff, you know. The one thing I would encourage people, if you're going to get some of the more flavorful tobacco, make sure you're getting like a good brand or a good company, because what tends to happen, like when they make those less expensive flavorful stuff, the aromatics, they are they're what they call, they case them, they kind of top them, which is they put like a coating over the top of the tobacco, and it can burn hot, you know. So something like that, that's even more, you know, of a reason to kind of smoke it properly, which would be, you know, tamping it down gently and being patient, and you got to wait till you break your pipe in and yada yada yada, you know, because that can it'll burn hot and you get tongue bite and that sort of thing, you know.
Right.
Which obviously is frustrating to a new pipe smoker, you know.
So let's get into the actual you know, nuts and bolts of the Diablo Pipe Company. Where you know, how long have you been in business?
So we've been in business really relatively short term, like just over a year. But we were in the process of kind of figuring things out for, you know, 6 or 7 months before that, mm-hmm. you know, throwing some ideas around, me and a couple people. And, you know, we decided, hey, let's kind of do this. I was in I've been in the tobacco industry for over 20 years. Well, I guess not over, about 20 years now. And prior to Diablo, I had another thing going that allowed me to meet a ton of people in the pipe world in particular. And so, you know, through those people, that's kind of how I got into Diablo. You know, we were me and the one carver, a Briar Bird, Jay Kochi, he and I kind of sat down and said, hey, you know, then we kind of saw the market changing a little bit, you know, and we kind of wanted to test the waters and see kind of what worked. And, you know, lo and behold, Diablo Pipes came.
So that was the inspiration to kind of start the company.
Yeah, basically it was, you know, we saw that the pipe world changed. Okay. You know, for many years you had, just like in everything else, you had kind of a bubble building, right, of ever increasing pipe prices and, you know, millions of carvers and yada, yada, yada. And then maybe a year and a half or 2 years, 2 years ago, I would say the bubble kind of burst. Okay. It was driven by overseas pipe buyers and driving up prices, and got to be the point where, you know, the average person, you, me, and whoever else, really had a tough time affording pipes.
Yeah.
You know, like decent kind of cool pipes, you know what I mean? You can always buy, you know, $20 generic looking boring basket pipes.
Yeah.
They're never going to go anywhere.
That's what I got right now.
Yeah. You know, they're always going to be around, those type of pipes. The only thing is, like, that type of thing, you know, hey, man, as a first pipe or whatever, that's a great step into the market, you know. But those are the ones, though, you know, like we just kind of wanted to be able to provide people with a cooler looking pipe at a good image, you know, good image. And but I mean, most importantly, I guess, is they look nice. They smoke great. And that's kind of what our purpose was to bring a more value oriented. I hate to sound business like, but
no, it's all good. More,
you know, bring more value oriented stuff into the pipe world. You know, like our stuff is basically, you're getting, it's not a completely handmade pipe. It's kind of like a hybrid, you know. It's not everything comes from a factory. We do a lot of work on hand finishing, you know, working on the stems, all the bowls we do ourselves. And, you know, that takes a lot of work. for the prices that we offer. You know, we wanted to be able to do it at a decent price, you know.
So these are a mix of factory and handmade.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're part factory, part hand finished is what we would call them, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because the handmade, like to do something that's totally handmade would kind of bump the prices up a good bit on what we're offering them at. And, you know, that's why we kind of have to depend on the factory to do some other things. And they kind of allow us to offer them at a great price, you know. So what we do is we kind of re-engineer them when they come from the factory and refinish them. And, you know, we kind of take a pipe and make it our own, you know.
And where's the factory based out of that you get them from?
Well, the one right now that we're working with is out of Spain. And then we're kind of looking at some other options. So it's a neat thing because primarily they come from most of the like factory made pipes, like some of the other guys that you'll see floating around there. A lot of them are in Italy, you know, overseas. And then you have some other brand factory pipes like the Briarworks pipes. They're made in the USA, but they're all significantly more expensive than the ones that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, and plus we're very small volume. And there's not, we, you know, or it's not easy to find a factory that will work with you and the smaller quantities that we need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least for now, you know, hopefully that'll change and we can get larger quantities and bigger numbers, but you know, only time will tell, I suppose, you know?
So what are some of your best sellers?
Well, we had some of the more popular ones are like the Hellhounds that we had. We sold, pretty much almost well, we sold out of all of them. I think those were the most popular. We did one we called an Evil Canuck, which is like a big rusticated Canadian. Mm-hmm. People love those. You know, the one we have right now, and then we have another one coming, are very popular. Our Lovecraft, which is like an author. And then we have another one that's in the works, a particular Dublin, which I don't want to give too much away on, but that should have, I'm actually disappointed it wasn't here for Black Friday, but it is what it is, you know. But I would say the Hellhounds, our signature pipe would be the Prince, which is in our logo. We did quite a bit of those as well, you know. Cool. Our thing is we do like limited run. I like to say we're like a boutique pipe company, you know what I mean? Like once we're done a line, you know, unless there's some type of crazy demand for it, that's it, you know. Mm-hmm. Move on to the next thing, okay? And then on to the next thing after that. You know, it allows us to kind of stay creative and have more fun with it instead of, you know, doing whatever. And plus, I think it's kind of interesting because, you know, if you want a pipe and you see it, you should probably buy it because chances are that's it, you know. It won't be around anymore, you know what I mean? And I kind of like that aspect of it, which is, you know, limited run, limited quantity type of pipe. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It makes for so much more of a personal experience with the pipe itself because, you know, a million other people don't have this exact same one.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. That's kind of our mindset is that, you know, while it's not like a perfectly unique handmade pipe, but you do know when you pick one up, there's not a ton of them out there. So you're part of a very select crew in having them, you know, a little club that I'd like to kind of foster that kind of mentality. You know, you're part of a group, you're part of the, you know, we started that whole, the Army of the Damned thing, you know, you buy one, you're in, you're part of that. And that's that, you know what I mean?
You're, and that's hashtag Army of the Damned.
Yeah. Hashtag Army of the Damned.
Awesome. Very cool. Diablo Pipe Company, thank you so very much for being a guest on Arc Junkies. I had an absolute blast talking to you about pipes and tobaccos and the such. Please go ahead and plug your social media so people can find you and what's your website so that they can order your pipes.
We are on Instagram. We're the Diablo Pipe Company, and it's diablopipes.com. Check us out whenever. I've been very happy to find a tremendous crossover between welding and pipes, and, you know, let's keep that going and foster that a bit, you know?
Hell yeah, man. We love our tobacco and our booze, that's for sure.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, anytime, man. Look forward to having you back on. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Be well.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it. We did it. That is a wrap for this week. Thank you so very much for listening. I want to get to a few things before I get out of here. First is an email from Keith Baker. The more I listen to your podcast, the more I like the people you have on, as it is difficult to get a feel for a person through text on social media. That is an absolute plus when trying to decide to follow someone. Please keep growing the podcast. It would be awesome to hear you do a live podcast from FabTech. Well, Keith, I actually 100% plan on doing a live podcast from FabTech Atlanta next year. As soon as booth registration is open, I will be all over it. I had such a blast at this year's FabTech that I absolutely must have a booth next year. And I have the ability to remote broadcast from anywhere, so why not podcast live from FabTech? It'll be a lot of fun to podcast with everybody from there. Next order of business, I must thank the Arc Junkies Patreon members, Smith Industries, Tyler Meyerhoff, Cliff Cobb, Patrick, and Joseph Huell. Thank you so very much for supporting the podcast. It is greatly appreciated. Again, if you would like to email the show, you can. Please let me know if you like what I'm doing or don't like what I'm doing. ArcJunkies@gmail.com. Stop by the Patreon, www.patreon.com/ArcJunkies. And until next week, stay safe and weld hard.